How to open a Genogram conversation safely. A ministry Genogram conversation begins before anyone draws a single line on paper. It begins with permission. When someone shares about family history, they are not just giving information. They may be touching memories, loyalties, wounds, blessings, disappointments, faith stories, secrets, grief, shame, courage, and hope. That is why a Christian leader must never rush into a family map as though it is only an exercise. A good opening sounds simple and respectful. You might say, would it be helpful to look at some of your family story together and notice patterns, strengths, and places where God may be inviting growth? That question gives the person room to say yes, no, or not today. Permission protects dignity. It tells the person, you are not a project. You are not being investigated. You are an image bearer whose story deserves care. There are three things to make clear at the beginning. First, explain the purpose. A ministry Genogram is a formation map. It helps someone notice what was passed down, what was missing, what was formed, what Christ may be redeeming, and what faithful next step may be possible. Second, explain the limits. This is not therapy. It is not diagnosis. It is not trauma treatment. It is not a tool for blaming family members. It is a ministry conversation that must stay within the role of the leader. Third, explain confidentiality with limits. You can say, I will treat what you share with care. I will not casually repeat your story. But I cannot promise absolute secrecy if there is danger, abuse, self-harm, harm to another person, or a situation that requires outside help according to ministry policy or law. That kind of clarity may feel formal, but it actually builds trust. It lets the person know you are not careless with vulnerable things. What helps? Move slowly. Ask permission. Explain the purpose. Let the person choose how much to share. Notice both pain and grace. Keep the conversation grounded. What harms? Pushing for details. Acting shocked. Making quick interpretations. Turning the map into an interrogation. Promising secrecy you cannot keep. Pressuring the person to confront family members before they are ready or safe. A ministry Genogram conversation should feel like a careful walk, not a forced march. The leader's role is to create enough safety for truth, grace, and discernment to begin. The goal is not to open everything. The goal is to begin wisely with permission, dignity, and Christ-centered hope.